Pauline Hanson is under fire about her comments on children with autism. During debate in the federal government's school funding legislation, the One Nation senator suggested that children with disabilities are putting strain on teachers and schools. She said these children should go to a specialist classroom and be looked after and given that special attention, end quote. Joining us today is the CEO of Autism Australia, Nicole Rogerson. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, to start off with, how do we define autism?
Autism is a developmental delay that affects 1 in 100 Australian people. So
1 in 100?
Yeah, it's quite a lot. There are 160,000 Australians with autism spectrum disorder. So if you don't know someone with autism, you probably will pretty soon.
Wow, 1 in 100. That's incredible. Now, a spectrum disorder, what does that exactly mean?
Yeah, it's a spectrum disorder, and that the best way to explain it, I guess, is that, you know, it manifests itself very differently. So some people with autism will have an above-average IQ and be those typical Big Bang Theory type guys, super intelligent and a little aspy, and right down to the other end of the spectrum where autism sometimes impacts people's intellectual functioning, and they have quite severe handicap and a disability that goes along with their autism. So autism isn't a disabling factor for everybody, but it is for a lot of kids on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think of Pauline Hanson's idea to have separate teaching facilities for children with disabilities that that include autism?
Oh, God, I just groan. Look, I'm appalled. I'm really appalled. I mean, it's just like archaic thinking. You know, Pauline Hanson wants to return Australia to some apparent better time in the 50s and 60s. I can promise you it wasn't better for individuals with autism or their families. Children with autism have the right, like any other Australian kid does, to a good quality access to school. The senator had the opportunity in Parliament yesterday to say, let's have a national discussion as to whether or not we are properly funding schools, are we training teachers, you know, how are we managing kids with disabilities in the education system? But she did not do that, and that was not her intention. She used the Parliament yesterday to talk about those children, in inverted commas, and whether or not they should be in classes with the normal children, quote unquote.
Hey.
You know, it's an ugly thought. It's an ugly intention, and it's an ugly message.
Yeah. What sort of things do need to be taken in consideration, for, especially we're talking about kids here that are at school? What special sort of considerations need to be taken to let these kids have a normal enough life at a normal school, for want of a better term?
That's a great question, and I wish that was the conversation we were having today. I mean, that's what I wished she had have said, is let's have a think about what resources we do need. So for some kids with autism, they won't need any help in school. They'll be absolutely fine. But for the vast majority, they will need support. They will need some additional time and put into them. But schools are funded to make that possible. Now, are they funded well enough? Well, there's a question mark there. It's certainly one my organisation wants to have nationally, to say we know some state governments aren't doing it well. Let's have a national discussion. Let's get some national guidelines on what we know kids with autism need in schools and make sure it's being properly funded. That is a conversation that is worth having nationally, politically. That is not a conversation Pauline Hanson started yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Now, your young fellow Jack, he's got autism. How do these comments sort of affect your family? And you know, as someone with first-hand experience, how does it affect you?
Yeah, look, I guess, you know, my Jack's 21, so I could take a little bit of the passion out of this. He's not at school anymore, but he did go to a regular mainstream school. He's just finished a 3-year apprenticeship at TAFE, so I'm a firm believer in how the education system can help kids. He works full-time as a chef. I'm the proudest person on the planet. Part of me wants to say to Pauline Hanson, guess what? My kid's at work today paying taxes to go towards the other kids getting some help through Gonski. So, look, it's hurtful. You know, he came in last night, and obviously he knows what his mum does for a living, so he saw the headline, and he said to me, it's pretty funny, he said, Mum, she wants to get rid of us. I said, don't worry about it, mate. You know, she's a deal. We'll be right. Don't worry about it. And then in a very autistic answer, he said, well, she used to want to get rid of Asians. Well, she wants to get rid of autistics. I guess we're just next.
Wow.
And that did make me laugh, because I suspect he thought that because autism comes after Asian in the alphabet. But look, it's hurtful. You know, we can joke about it in our family because we're big enough and ugly enough. But it's not. It's very hurtful for, you know, the 1 in 100 Australian families who saw that headline, and Senator Hanson needs to be decried for it. You know, it's appalling language from an Australian senator.
So what would you say, and what would your organisation rather see the conversation become?
We would really like to, you know, for those of us who follow us on Twitter, we're constantly trying to have a conversation where we can get some federal leadership in how states manage kids with autism. We really, like Gomsky, it's very similar, but obviously we're looking at what kids need across the country with autism spectrum disorder. And that's a conversation the federal government doesn't want to be part of. They want to sweep it under the carpet and say it's a state's issue. It is. Education is a state's issue, but I think we need to have national conversation about what is the standard, what are the guidelines that we're looking for, and that's a conversation we're not having, and I wish that had been a conversation Pauline Hanson started yesterday. It's certainly one I'm going to keep going on with today and get her off the front page.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Nicole, all the best with that. We keep fighting good fight.
Thanks so much for your interest.
There we are. That was Nicole Rogerson there. She's the CEO of Autism Australia, speaking on autism.